Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Pursuit. At 84, Eddie Marienuk is still going strong. If no, when a new arena is eventually built to replace the 72-year-old Sudbury Arena, it will be a reason for celebration in many hockey quarters in our fine city. Just don't expect 84-year-old Eddie Marienuk to be among those who will be partying it up. He loves the old barn on Elgin. If the lore is accurate, old-timers hockey in Sudbury has enjoyed the Sunday morning ice slot, 9:30 a.m., since the day the building first welcomed folks onto the ice surface. Incidentally, the arena site was formerly occupied by the Central Public School. And for the better part of the 75 years that he has played hockey, Marienuk has been an old-timer. His son, Brian, has joined him for the past four decades, with grandson Darren even making a cameo appearance from time to time. I can't skate as fast as I used to, but I love getting out and meeting up with the boys, said Marienuk. Read the full story here. Health unit offers safety advice for used needles. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said with the arrival of spring and the melting of snow, now is the time to be aware that used syringes may be on the ground. PHSD said that used needles can pose a danger to anyone that does not see them or does not dispose of the needles properly. The health unit has a webpage devoted to proper disposal of syringes and advises using a sturdy plastic container for storage of any needles that are found. The webpage further advises that found syringes should be picked with a tool such as pliers or tongs. No one should touch any needle with their bare hands. Read the full story here. Attack with tire iron and hatchet leads to the arrest of three. Greater Sudbury police are reporting the arrest of three individuals they allege violently attacked a man using a tire iron and a hatchet, then stole his bag before fleeing the scene in a vehicle. This is a targeted attack, said police, as the individuals involved are known to each other. At approximately 5:50 p.m. on March 21, officers were dispatched to the area of Old City Hall Lane in relation to a robbery that had just occurred. Upon arrival, officers located a 39-year-old man who had sustained serious injuries from the attack. He was transported to hospital by City of Greater Sudbury Paramedic Services. At approximately 6:40 p.m. that same day, officers located and arrested a 35-year-old woman on Lewis Street. Upon searching her, officers report locating the bag that was allegedly stolen from the man. In the bag, police said they found more than 10 grams of fentanyl. Read the full story here. Up here looking for submissions of walls for new murals. The 9th edition of the Up Here Urban Art and Emerging Music Festival is coming up August 18-20, and even though summer seems far away, organizers are already in planning mode. A signature part of the festival is the creation of new murals in and around Greater Sudbury's downtown, 48 and counting. Notable murals include the original, You Are Beautiful, mural on Durham Street, the Alex Trebek mural on Sudbury Secondary School, and the somewhat controversial multicolored mural on the former hospital on Paris Street. Beyond the large murals such as those referenced above, artists also create mini murals by decorating hydroboxes each year. The festival aims to facilitate the creation of half a dozen new murals this summer. Murals tend to transform forgotten spaces, said Jamie Latham, general manager and top banana of the Up Here Festival. Read the full story here. Conference board forecasts positive things for the Nickel City. Things are looking bright for the Greater Sudbury area's economy, according to the Conference Board of Canada's latest outlook, which highlights their forecast for the balance of 2023. Expected persistence of demand for nickel to produce batteries for electric cars is fostering optimism in Sudbury, according to their report, which cites nickel prices increasing by nearly 40% in 2022, though mainly in the year's first half. We expect persistently healthy net inflows to boost Sudbury's population over the next few years, according to the report. Net international migration will be the largest contributor. The report cites various mining industry happenings as boosting employment in the coming years, including Vale signing a deal with electric car maker Tesla to begin in 2026, and hopes to sell up to 40% of its nickel output to the growing electric vehicle industry. Sudbury's mines would play a key role in supplying Tesla, so Vale needs to boost their output. A recent step toward this goal is completion of a $945 million expansion of its Coppercliff Nickel and Copper Mine, one of five big nickel mines that Vale owns near Sudbury. Read the full story here. Take in the Wolves' final regular season home game Friday. The Sudbury Wolves bid farewell to the 2022-2023 regular season when they take on the Hamilton Bulldogs in their final home game of the season at Sudbury Arena on Friday, March 24. Game time is set for 7:05 p.m. The Pack are back for their final home game of the regular season following two wins at home and one tough-fought overtime battle on the road where the Wolves gained 5 points out of a possible six, the team said in a release. This Friday's game is sponsored by Northbury Hotel and Conference Center. Prior to Friday's game, the Wolves will honor overage players Nick DeGrazia, Dylan Robinson, and Kevin Brassard for their time with the Wolves and in the Ontario Hockey League with a special pregame ceremony, the team said in a release. Read the full story here. High of 5 and showers today. Expect a cloudy morning for your Thursday with a high of 5. Rain will end in the morning, giving way to a 40% chance of showers in the morning. The skies will begin clearing in the afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at 30 km per hour, gusting to 50 late in the morning. For tonight, expect cloudy periods and a low of minus 9.